I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network. When the time comes to memorialize Tony La Russa, they'll say he's one of the greats. He leads a team of talented professionals, some of the best around, and to many, he's a hero. I just hope that history won't forget his contributions to the world of baseball as well. You see, 8 months out of the year, Tony La Russa manages the St. Louis Cardinals. 12 months out of the year, he's an animal advocate. La Russa founded and heads Animal Rescue Foundation, or ARF as it's known, one of the most successful shelters in the country. And if you think he's just some wealthy sports figure who threw money at a cause and slapped his name on a building, you're sadly mistaken. In the off-season, he's at the shelter nearly every day, and he and his wife Elaine, who he's quick to credit with so much of ARF's success, have envisioned and brought to fruition some of the most innovative developments in animal sheltering. In fact, to call ARF a shelter only paints a small part of the picture. The place is more like a community center with classrooms, a summer camp. You can even hold your child's birthday party there. All of which, to me, seems worlds away from the baseball diamond. In fact, the world of pro sports feels almost at odds with the idea of animal advocacy. And I wanted to know what it was like to be so intimately involved with both.
I think early on, you know, eyebrows are raised. You know, it's not the stereotype. But yeah, I've been around long enough that you build your own credibility, or whether you have it or not. So I think in good nature, you guys, you call me Bambi kissing and tree hugging, it's, they say it with a little smile. I don't think anybody's ever been evil with me about that. And I think generally, there's a certain respect for what you truly believe in. I've never had anybody pull me aside, try to convince me otherwise. As long as it's, I think the key is sincerity. If you're sincere about your beliefs, you're going to get a lot of respect and support.
And if you have any doubt about his sincerity or his commitment, know that La Russa has been a vegetarian since 1977. For years, both he and his wife actively advocated on behalf of animals, traveling to shelters around the country, helping raise money and awareness. In 1990, they established ARF. La Russa explains why there was a need for a shelter like this and who exactly inspired it.
So we're playing the Yankees. This was the third year in a row that the club was going to be in the World Series. We had a big crowd, the feral cat colony at the ballpark. And one of the ferals runs out, runs around, play is stopped. You can hear the crowd cheering, you hear the announcers commenting. Finally ends up trying to run back to that hole, couldn't find it, got spooked. So it makes a right turn and starts running down the fence line towards their dugout, first base, around the plate, to ours. By that time, about 5 minutes, cat's exhausted. I step out and, kind of at an angle, and the cat walks in, makes another left into the dugout. Open the door, cat goes in. I mean, he's exhausted. Game is over. Elaine calls. What'd you do with the cat? And she didn't care about the game. I said, open the animal control. She says, they're just overwhelmed. That cat's going to be put down. I said, well, first thing in the morning, I called over there. I said, look, brought a cat in last night. I said, we're jammed. I said, look, just don't kill it. When the game is over, I'll come get it. Drive. Well, I said, okay, Elaine. What do we do? And she, all day long, had been checking. And that's when we realized that in our own county, the nonprofit complement to the public efforts was very limited. And there was one place that we had supported financially and called Community Concern for Cats. They were jammed, but because of our past support and knew we were desperate, they found a little nook and cranny and they put this cat. The rest of the season finished, and we started seriously looking into it. Yeah, there's nothing here, nothing here. So that winter, went to a meeting with a wonderful columnist in this area, Gary Bogue, who's been around for years, is really, really well-respected, knowledgeable about all animal issues. Mm-hmm. We met with him, and he gave us a litany. He says, there's a definite need, and what happens? A group like yours starts, a lot of energy. After about 3 or 4 years, 5 years, you don't get enough support. You get exhausted, and you have to shut down. So maybe it'll happen to you, So, well, maybe it will. We're gonna try it.
The facilities at ARF are beautiful. Clean, warm rooms, acres of walking trails. Even more impressive, however, are the programs they've developed which illustrate ARF's motto, people rescuing animals, animals rescuing people. I asked La Russa to explain the animals rescuing people component, and he does, with the story of a visit to a senior center.
So we were having one of these entertainment shows. Part of the show, we had this dog act. It was all rescues, Stacy Moore and his mess of mutts. And they were precious. And they ended up going to Vegas, and so they were going to perform that night. So that Saturday morning, we were going to we were going to do something in the community. So we went to a senior home. Probably had a couple hundred people there. So I talked to, I had our stars. I had McGuire, Stewart, Eckersley. And these guys were all stars. Yeah. So we walk in, and the people, oh, hey, the A's are here, you know. The director of the place, champion Oakland A's, and here's their star pitcher, Dave Stewart, and their star reliever, Dennis Eckersley, and their star slugger, Martin McGuire, and the manager telling me. So I said something, you know, like, oh, that's nice. And now, why don't you meet Stacy Moore and Miss Mutz? And you go, whoa! I mean, the response got your attention. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but after they put on about a 10-minute show, because it was really a cute show, when it was over, now we were all going to go meet the people. And the seniors are literally elbowing McGuire and Eckersley and Stewart aside. Don't get in the way because the dog, because they was probably in his act, probably had like 20 dogs. They were all roaming around. They're getting over. You know, yeah, we'll get out of here. It's nice to you. Oh, hey, get out of here because here comes the dog. And look at this, man.
LaRusso is quick to share the credit for our success. He's constantly mentioning the contributions of his wife, Elaine, and his eyes light up when he tells me how the Emergency Medical Fund, which helps low-income families get medical treatment for their pets, was started by a group of volunteers.
We had these senior citizen ladies. These ladies are fielding these calls, and their hearts are breaking because people that had a loved companion animal were having some emergency problem, couldn't afford to do it. So they came up to the board, or the director, and myself, whatever, and said, how about if we do things to raise money, can we create a separate fund? The money we made, we raise, has got to go in that, can we go for that fund? We'll call it the Emergency Medical EMF. So now they're called the EMF ladies. They're legendary in this area. The EMF ladies started this crocheting, knitting, blah, 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 blah. Whenever we did an event, they had the EMF table. And so what they would do is, you call, and you know you couldn't. Your dog broke your leg, and it's like $1,000. You couldn't. If you qualify according to them, they write you a check.
I interrupt LaRusso to ask if he can recall any specific examples of dogs benefiting from this fund, and he tells me the quintessential EMF story: a dog named Hope, a dog whose hind legs had literally been fused together as a result of an accident.
We found her by the interstate. She had gotten hit by a car. Her back hips had fused. Unbelievably beautiful border collie. They took her into this thing. We didn't have the money. I think it was $7,000 was the estimated cost of the surgery at UC Davis Vet School. This amazing dog had done it, compensated by walking in a handstand on her. So she had her back legs up in the air. This was the indomitable spirit. So we at the show, we had her come out, did her handstand. People were crying. Bottom line was within a week, we raised over $80,000. People volunteering to pay all the surgery, $80,000. So she had the surgery. The next year, she walked out on stage.
As I sit in his office, looking around at the baseball memorabilia amongst the portraits of dogs and ARF paraphernalia, I feel compelled to ask LaRusso one final question.
Are you more passionate about animals or about baseball?
No, it's not even close. Not even close. No. Players accuse me all the time of working harder for the animals than I work for them. So they think they're really going to jab me with that one. I said, well, as soon as you're as worthwhile as they are, I'll work harder for you. I mean, I love baseball. I mean, since I was a kid, it's my profession. You know, and I choose. I mean, I don't know what else I can do. I don't really know much else to do. But I, you know, our family, myself, you know, we choose this passion. During the winter, I don't do a lot of baseball. I do art. During the summer, I do baseball and a lot of art. So art's 12 months, baseball gets 8. No contest.
I have to admit, I don't watch a lot of professional sports, and before our interview, I had only the vaguest notion of who Tony LaRusso is. But I can tell you that from here on out, I don't care who LaRusso is managing, I'll always enthusiastically be rooting for his team, because clearly, he's always going to bat for mine. I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for DogTime.com and Animal Radio Network.